Story of Redemption, Easy English Edition. Chapter 1. The Fall of Lucifer, Satan. Before his rebellion, Lucifer, who became Satan, was the highest angel in heaven. God's son had the first position. Lucifer was next in position. Lucifer's face showed the same peace and happiness that was seen on the faces of all the angels. His forehead was high and wide, showing he had great intelligence. Lucifer's body was perfect. He looked the same as a king. A special light shone from Lucifer's face and all around him. That light was brighter and more beautiful than the light that shone around the other angels. But Christ, God's dear son, was higher in rank than Lucifer and the other angels. As a member of the Godhead, Christ lived with the Father before the angels were created. Lucifer became jealous of Christ. Little by little, Lucifer began trying to take the place of leadership that belonged only to Christ. God, the great Creator, called the angels together. He wanted all the angels to watch as he gave special honor to his Son. The Son was sitting on the throne with the Father. The holy angels were gathered around the throne. The Father told the angels he wanted them to understand that Christ, his Son, was equal with the Father. Everywhere the Son would go, it would be the same as if the Father were there. The Son was to be obeyed in the same way the Father was obeyed. The Father had given the Son the authority to rule over the angels. The Son was to work with God in a special way in creating the world and everything that would live on this earth. In the work of creation, the Son would not do anything by himself. The Son would create only what the Father wanted and planned. Lucifer was jealous of Christ when he heard what God said. But when the other angels bowed to honor Jesus as God's Son, and to show that they knew Jesus had the right to rule them, Lucifer bowed too. But his heart was filled with jealousy and hatred because God and Jesus had made plans together secretly. Lucifer was not permitted to help God make plans. Lucifer would not have been able to understand the purposes of God. But Jesus was the ruler of heaven and had as much power and authority as the Father had. Lucifer believed he was liked and favored by the other angels. He had been given a high position. But Lucifer did not thank or praise his Creator for the high position he had been given. He wanted to be the same as God. Lucifer was proud to be the highest angel. He knew he was honored by the other angels. He had a special work to do for God. Lucifer had been close to the great Creator. The glorious light that always shone around God had shone on him in a special way. The other angels gladly obeyed Lucifer. Did not his clothes shine with light? He questioned. Were they not beautiful? So why should Christ be honored more than Lucifer? Lucifer was filled with jealousy against Jesus, so he left his place that was close to the Father. Hiding his real plans, Lucifer called the angels to a meeting. At the meeting, he began talking about himself. Lucifer told the angels that he felt hurt because God had favored Jesus more than he had favored Lucifer. He told them that from this time on, the angels would no longer have sweet freedom. Now, Jesus was to be their ruler. Lucifer said that the angels would have to obey Jesus as slaves. The reason Lucifer had called them to the meeting was to let them know that he would not let his and their freedom be taken away. Lucifer told the angels he would not bow down to Jesus again. Instead, he would take the honor upon himself that God should have given him. He, Lucifer, would be the ruler of the angels who would follow and obey him. The angels argued among themselves. Lucifer and the angels who believed him thought that they could improve God's government. They were unhappy because they did not understand why God gave Jesus a high position and unlimited power to rule over them. They rebelled against the authority of the Son. The angels who were faithful and true to God tried to help Lucifer understand that God was fair in giving authority to his Son. They did their best to help Lucifer understand that God still honored him as much as he had in the past. God did not take away any of Lucifer's honor when he explained Jesus' true position. Jesus was the Son of God. He had lived with the Father before the angels were created. Jesus always had stood at the right hand of God. Never before had Jesus' kind and loving authority been questioned. Every command Jesus gave had been a joy for the angels to obey. The special honor Jesus received from the Father before the angels did not take away any of Lucifer's honor. The faithful angels cried. They urged Lucifer to give up his wicked plans and to accept the authority of Jesus as Creator. There had always been perfect peace and harmony in heaven. Why should there now be argument and unhappiness? Lucifer refused to listen to the angels. He turned away from the faithful angels, calling them slaves. The angels who were true to God were surprised to see that Lucifer was able to turn many other angels against God. Lucifer became the leader of the rebellion. He promised the angels a new and better government. Lucifer said that his government would give freedom to everyone. A large number of angels decided to accept Lucifer as their leader. When he saw that so many agreed with him, Lucifer was encouraged to believe that soon all the angels would join him. He thought that he would then be equal with God. He, Lucifer, would command all the angels of heaven. Once again, the faithful angels warned Lucifer. They told him what would happen if he continued to rebel. The God who created the angels had the power to punish their terrible rebellion. God's law is as holy as God himself. How could an angel rebel against God's law? The angels who were true to God urged Lucifer and the angels who joined in the rebellion to go to God and confess that they were wrong. They never should have doubted God's authority. Many of the angels who had agreed with Lucifer in the argument wanted to repent for having turned against God. They wanted to once again be united with the Father and his dear Son. Lucifer told them that he understood God's law. He lied, saying that if he decided to serve God and obey the law again, God would take Lucifer's honor away from him. He no longer would hold a high position. Lucifer said that the rebels had gone too far to turn back. It was too late now for them to change and join God again. Lucifer told the angels who joined him that he would bravely face the results of what he had done. He would never bow in worship to the Son of God. God would never forgive them. So they must take by force the position and authority that God refused to give them. The faithful angels hurried to Jesus and told him what was happening among the angels. The Father talked with the Son he loved so much. They were deciding what to do to stop Satan's, Lucifer's, rebellion. What would be best for the faithful angels? God could have immediately thrown Satan and his angels out of heaven. But that was not the way he did things. God decided to give the rebellious angels a chance to measure their strength and power against Jesus and his faithful angels. In this battle, every angel would choose whether to be on God's side or on Satan's side. To allow rebels to stay in heaven was not safe, because the rebellious angels had turned against God's law that could not be changed. their rebellion could not be stopped. If God had used his power to punish only Satan, the rebellious angels would not have been separated from the faithful angels. So God decided on a different plan. God's plan would let the angels understand how fair his judgment was. War in heaven. All heaven was troubled and confused. Satan was guilty of the highest crime when he rebelled against the government of God. Satan had been fighting against the law of God because he wanted greater honor and power for himself. He did not want to bow in worship to Jesus, nor accept the authority of God's Son, who was heaven's highest commander. The angels in heaven were divided into groups, with a leading angel in command of each group. Every one of the angels was called to be judged by the Father. The case of each was to be decided. Satan was not ashamed to tell everyone that he did not want Jesus to have more power and honor than himself. Satan stood proudly and urged that he should be equal with God. He wanted to join the Father and the Son when they talked about plans. He thought he should be allowed to understand all of God's plans. God told Satan that he would explain his plans and secrets only to Jesus. He said that everyone in heaven, including Satan, must obey Jesus without question. God said that Satan could not be trusted to stay in heaven any longer. Satan proudly pointed to the angels who had joined his rebellion. Almost half the angels had followed Satan. He said to God, "These are with me. Are you going to force them to leave heaven with me? Are you going to make heaven that empty?" Satan boasted that he was ready to fight against the authority of Jesus. He, Satan, would put his might against Jesus' might. His, Satan's strength, against Jesus' strength. The good angels were sad when they heard Satan's proud, boasting words. God announced that Satan and the rebellious angels could not stay in heaven anymore. They had been happy in heaven only because they obeyed the law that God had given to be a blessing to them. There was no way to save those who refused to obey the law of God.
Satan became bold in his rebellion. He boasted that he hated the Creator's law and would not let the law control him. Satan said that angels did not need God's law. If they were left free to do what they wanted to do, they would always do what was right. God's law limited their freedom. Satan said that his reason for rebelling was to destroy God's law. He thought that the angels would have a better life without the law. God did not agree with Satan's arguments. God had made his laws equal to himself. The angels could be happy only if they obeyed all of God's laws. Each angel had been given a special work to do. There had always been perfect order and harmony in heaven until Satan rebelled. Then there was war in heaven between Jesus, the Son of God, and Satan. Jesus and the faithful angels fought against Satan and the rebellious angels. The Son of God and the angels who were true to him won. Satan and the angels who followed him were thrown out of heaven. Then the angels who were left in heaven praised and worshiped God for his justice. The rebellion in heaven was finished. There was peace and harmony, the same as before the rebellion. But the faithful angels were sad because angels who had been their friends were now gone. The good angels missed the fallen angels. The Father and the Son talked together about finishing their plans to create the earth and the people and creatures who would live on earth. God would test the people he would place on earth to see if they would be faithful to God. If human beings passed the test, they would be forever safe from Satan and would live forever. They would become equal with the angels. Human beings would become very special to God and would be able to talk with the angels. But God would not force people to obey his laws. God created them with the power to choose to obey.